Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, the intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. United Nations confirming it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. Stefan Dujarric, a spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said in a statement that the Secretary General welcomes any effort to re-engage in the Paris Agreement by the United States. U.S. State Department says it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which would be at least 3 years. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held its opening session today in Manila as part of the annual ministerial meetings. Alan Quintano is the Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary.
Today, we proudly say that ASEAN is enjoying the high noon of its existence as a regional grouping. We are now an ASEAN community that is resilient and dynamic, enjoying the respect and admiration of many other countries and other regional organizations around the world.
Conference will expand on Sunday when the ASEAN ministers hold separate meetings with their individual counterparts from dialogue nations, including the U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential elections with more than 99%, according to the country's Electoral Commission. Commission also said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's election. President Trump is rallying his base supporters even as the probe into possible collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia heats up. He held a campaign-style rally in the state of West Virginia this week. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Back among the faithful, Donald Trump sought to counter the notion that he's presiding over a floundering administration.
Americans of every kind are coming together with one simple goal: make America great again.
Trump lashed out at the ongoing Russia investigation, dismissing it as a total fabrication.
We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
Trump's rally was held as reports circulated that special counsel Robert Mueller has convened a grand jury to hear evidence in the Russia probe. The president still draws enthusiastic crowds, but continues to struggle in national polls. Trump is down to only 33% approval in the latest Quinnipiac University survey, a new low. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela's new legislative superbody is set to convene again today. Controversial Constituent Assembly, inaugurated Friday, is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of the all-powerful Constitutional Assembly could intensify a political crisis that has brought 4 months of protest that left at least 120 people dead and hundreds jailed. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.